smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, you got your car at the right time. Tape of the day, brand new tape. Chris Berman, ESPN.
Yeah.
He likes meds.
Understand, tonight is awful in here. Awful. No, it's already awful. I saw this on the schedule, Jets during the Christmas holiday. I took four duh-duh-duhs at 6 o'clock knowing what this would be. You know what a duh-duh-duh is? It's Canadian aspirin with a little bit of codeine in it, you know, just enough to give you that pop. Two-two-twos, duh-duh-duhs. I mean, you buy it over the counter up there, you can't hear. It's like $10 up there, but it's like $100 prescription here. So you put it in all the corners of your suitcase. Do you have anything to declare? Oh, no. Eh? Duh, duh, duh. You always hope to have one Blue Jay game a year. You go to the Canadian CVS. It's funny. You have those bottles, 250, you know, count of 222s? Yes, here they are. I'll take four of them. And they go, they always go, from the States, eh? Duh, duh, duh. You never take duh, duh, duhs? Just a little drop. A little 8% codeine never hurt anybody. I know exactly what this night is. I've looked at this one for 6 weeks. We ready to go?
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Al.
The Don and Mike Show. You tried those pills. What happened, Regis?
So you hung over or anything?
Yeah. Where'd you put them?
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
That's how he takes all his meds.
I thought it was terrible. Honestly.
Honestly,
even
Simon?
Better than a stroke and a poke. The Don and Mike Show.
Do you want to listen or do you want to be a smartass?
No and yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the Spouse Club.
And happy day before Valentine's Day, we should point out.
Oh, that's right. We celebrate Valentine's Eve on this show.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, does the Spouse Club, does it cover vasectomies?
Spouse Camp? And no, it doesn't.
No.
Well, Rob could have benefited from that a couple months ago.
Well, that's why, you know, really, when we were having a very serious discussion about Crazy Camp Lodge, Spouse Camp, and Don's Spouse Max, you know, that's why Rob had to bring putting to death into it, because, you know, he's had that vasectomy.
And we are doing away with vasectomies.
Yeah, no vasectomies. Uh-huh. I mean, we are encouraged to spread our seed.
The hot women at Crazy Camp will be there simply to reproduce.
Exactly.
Sterilization is an ugly word that we're not going to use at any of our camps.
Good. Not at all.
That's why all of our camps are spelled with K to indicate that we're crazy.
Yeah, I mean, our camps are
K-R-A-Z-Y.
Fun way.
Well, in no way involve any kind of sterilization, but there will be tremendously intense pleasure training.
I agree with that no sterilization, but I wish you had had the idea about 10 months ago.
Sorry about that.
I wish you would have thought faster.
Well, perhaps you should have waited.
And again, as long as I could.
Happy Valentine's Day, day in advance. That's why we came up with this whole nutty idea.
Valentine's Eve. I think pleasure training will be right up there with, you know, with speaking training or lack of speaking training.
Silence.
Yeah.
Silence of the it's got to be a word that rhymes with lambs, though, for the
silence
chicks.
Silence center. Where they learn to practice not talking. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys are not seeing the forest through the trees here. If you get 50 women together at this camp, they're all going to get together. They're going to skip the class, and they're going to come after. It's going to be a mayhem.
Hello. We're drugging them. Did we mention that?
Bye.
So difficult to change people that are set in their ways.
Please, we're going to be grinding up the into their pills.
The
pills will be ground up into their food.
You go over the Canadian border, you get your duh-duh-duhs. Go to the Canada CVS.
The whole thing is you break her spirit.
And that starts with a, you know, a little Mickey. A little Mickey in her pink squirrel, whatever the hell she's drinking.
Them up.
In her Valentine's drink.
That's why we're opening our spouse camps right on February 14th. The perfect gift for the guy who doesn't know what to get his girlfriend or wife. Excuse me, must be a wife.
Obviously, we have to get more detail, Don. The fact is that they come out by bus. They don't know that they're going to spouse camp, and then they get off the bus. They realize something's up, and it's at that point where we give them the little glasses of Godiva chocolate liqueur that involves the duh-duh-duhs all ground up. And then by the time they wake up the next morning, that's when they are properly restrained.
And if you're wondering about how we do it, it's actually very high-tech. We give them all what they believe to be a beautiful designer necklace, something like from John Hardy, something like that, a name that you know handsome. You go into stores. Yeah. At Tiffany, thank you. Thank you, Robbie. Actually, they work like the Rutger Howard colors in that movie.
Right.
If she happens to leave the area, and we do it like the electric fence, where there are a bunch of white flags.
Right.
You go so past that area, your head gets blown clean off.
Now, that is not related to putting them down. Rob's very bad idea that he had before.
No, that's killing someone just to kill them.
This is their own choice. If they leave the perimeter, that will set off the charges, tiny little charges included in the pearls.
And eventually, after enough training, they won't want to leave.
There really is very, as far as the security of the camp, there's no training really required. Oh, all they have to do is see one of their fellow brides that goes through the perimeter and kaboom.
It's a prison. It's a camp without walls.
Right. And it's isolated. It's isolated. And I think that, even at night, if they try to get away, and all the other women that are there in the dormitories will hear the boom, they'll understand exactly what's happened. And then the next day, Margaret's, not at breakfast.
Mike and I have already entered into discussions with some of our lesser states. Your Dakotas, both North and South, are worthless states that really don't do much. What we're going to do is annex, I don't know, what do we need, 20, 30 miles of space?
Easily.
Right on the
nothing
Canadian
more than
border.
That. Maybe you do it with 10 square miles, you're fine. 10 square miles and, all you need is one helicopter. And you're all set just to check the perimeter occasionally because, it's technology and technology is not foolproof.
We're very close to getting Ted Turner to donate the land.
That'd be wonderful. Well, and then we could feed them on a steady diet of bison.
Exactly. It's only because he wants to name the something after Jane Fonda.
Jane,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's not really to honor her.
No, it's not.
That's
no.
The silence. It's the Jane Fonda Silence Center. The Jane Fonda Silence Center will
no,
be
No, Mike,
perfect.
That has already been bought by Frank Gifford. Frank Gifford has already bought the...
Oh, the Kathy Lee Gifford Silence Center?
We have $10 million in
That's
the coffer.
That's a shame.
Frank Gifford has paid for the lifetime naming rights to our electric center.
And, of course, we will have that kind of brainwashing. It's actually not brainwashing so much as it's reconditioning, where they watch tapes of Kathy Lee Gifford in the way they did with the Clockwork Orange, where their eyes are forced open, and we put occasional teardrops in
Ted
their
Turner's
eyes.
Interested in the lack of opinion comments.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I was wondering, how are you going to fund this? Are you going to have them making?
I just mentioned this. You'll have not only do you have rich guys who have an axe to grind, like Ted Turner.
It'll be like the Obama campaign. Wouldn't you contribute to this, sir?
Oh well, a portion of it.
Yeah,
I don't
$2. $2 is all we need from men across the country.
And frankly, we're going to have all kinds of corporate sponsors, and it's going to be through product placements.
Right. Exactly.
Like for instance. These batteries that we'll use, these 12-volt batteries that we may need to use to charge in certain situations, someone who just doesn't get the message. Do you think those things grow on trees?
No.
No, they don't. But imagine when you see the name Rayovac.
Yes.
Every time a woman has to go to one of those rooms, that's where it's a sweetheart deal with Rayovac. It's product placement.
You got Bud Light, Mitsubishi, Mitchum. All these people would be able to donate to this.
Sony's dying to jump in.
Sure. Well, you get to get them to compete with Mitsubishi.
But, Mike, I want to keep it American. I want to keep this as American.
With Sony.
That's what I'm saying. I'm worried about that.
All right, so Bud Light.
Magnavox.
You get all the beers. You get Bud Light. You get Coors and Magnavox.
They could make the necklaces.
Be fantastic. Somebody, Fruit of the Loom.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, what's happening?
Hey, it should be Silence of the Clams. And you could have that new Bud Light Clamato drink for your drink.
Silence of the Clams.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was wondering if your camp, your spousal camp, was going to be on an island surrounded by sharks with laser behind.
No, listen, with everybody, yeah, that's funny. Ha-ha, Austin Powers.
We're trying to do something seriously here.
We're not telling jokes here today.
We're talking about really initially going right across the state line into West Virginia, getting 100 square miles. Well, maybe to start with, we only need like 15 square miles.
All we really need is a condemned mine.
What could possibly go wrong?
There are plenty of those up there. Yeah. No problem at all. A condemned mine. That would be great. Down and down you go.
And while you're down there, bring me up some diamonds.
Make a biscuit or two.
Suitcase full of diamonds. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
How about Silence of the Clams?
How about the guy just said that like 3 minutes ago?
All right, I didn't hear it. You were trying to get Silence of the Lambs rhymed. I didn't hear it. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm not your bud. I'm not your bud.
Eject.
No. Oh, gosh. You know, someday we'll work on the male problem. Today we're just working on wives.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, we can only do one camp at a time.
Oh, because it's Valentine's Day.
Boy, I tell you something. You'd be able to get that land cheap, though, with the abandoned mine. Yeah.
You know what?
Great.
You could tell them all they're going to Curves.
Curves camp. When it's really spouse camp.
K-U-R-V-E-S.
That would be the
cat.
Curves.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Jenny Craig.
Hello.
K-R-A-I-G.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, this idea has already been done in France.
And we have this fake sponsors, CoverGirl. K-O-R. K-O-V-E-R. I'm trying to spell.
But you might get to win a Cadillac. K-A-D-I-L-L-A-K.
A pink Cadillac. But you spell the pink with a C.
I get it. Right. Diet K-O-K-E.
Yes, Diet K-O-K-E.
Hello, what about France?
Ask Buzz to look up. It's a book. A lot of people say it's a true story. It's called The Story of O, the letter O.
Ask him
to look it up. I can't do it on the air because I'm not, you know, a professional like you guys are. But Buzz could look it up, and it tells the story.
Hold on. Do you have a computer?
Similar to what you're talking about.
Slow down. Please slow down, friend. Do you have a computer there with you?
Do I have a computer there with me?
Yeah.
I do, but...
Well, then you could look it up just as easy as Buzz could.
Well, I don't want to say it. I don't know how to phrase it.
Bye!
Well.
Get out of
here, wasn't The Story of O a porno?
Yeah. A softcore, but yes.
Is that before she had the talk show?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah. Hey, what's happening? Hi there.
Hi. I have a question about your
potential patron.
Right. Is it going to be too nice? Because if it's too nice, married women might possibly pretend to go crazy and just that way they can get in.
In the crazy camp.
Keep thinking that. Yes, that's exactly it. It'll be so nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be real nice.
You'll love it. You'll want to stay there forever.
That's right. You'll be telling your husband you want to go back. No, this is a place much like a Siberian gulag you'll never want to visit again.
And I do want to answer the next
question. And I should say you won't have to visit again.
The next question before you even ask it, yes, the eating is buffet style.
And plenty of desserts.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
A cart, Mike.
Right.
Hello.
They bring it to you.
All the desserts will be made out of carob.
Calisthenics. K-A-L. You know, you spell calisthenics with a K.
Right.
Chocolate also spelled with a K.
Hello, Don Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening? Hi.
Hey, what's happening? I've got an idea for your women's camp.
Well, we won't be able to accept it, but go ahead.
Oh, Silence of the Dams.
And that's another thing. You know, we'll just take away this whole thing about, you know, equal rights, voting, everything. When you go to camp, everything's out the window.
Yeah, you throw all the rights out there. And can we seriously say, no more of the silence. It is the Jane Fonda Silence Center.
Please.
That's the original name for
it. I'm sorry, Frank Gifford has already paid.
Oh, that's right. All right.
It's the Kathy Lee Gifford Silence Center.
Kathy Lee Gifford. The Kathy Lee Silence Center.
At the Jane Fonda Pavilion.
Yeah. Ted's coming up with more money.
And you know what's great is the location. We're really wide open because it doesn't need phone service.
Right. And, of course, cooking classes with a K.
Cooking classes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Just brainstorming, just spitballing.
Just getting it done.
Just feeling like when they were writing the Declaration of Independence.
This is what they must have felt like at Microsoft when they got all that stuff started.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing. I see what's going on with you guys.
Hey, loser, we've got the idea of the century happening here.
All right, you want to get on board?
No.
Why did you call, though?
I have no idea.
That was a real duh.
That was the first duh that I've heard in a long time.
I mean, a real one, though. Uh-huh.
Don't make me talk about man camp, please.
Not today.
No,
not today.
It's not fair. It's not fair to talk about man camp. And besides, it wouldn't be man camp. It would have to be LC, listener camp.
Yeah.
Listener camp comes before man camp. You bring them all together. It's just mm-hmm. And listener camp is not nearly the type of thing that spouse camp is. No. Spouse camp is for bringing a better spouse back to
right,
you.
Right, right.
Listener camp, no one comes back.
No one comes out of listener camp.
You'll want me to run that, won't you?
Yeah, yes. Rob, yes. Rob will handle now that.
Meet me at noon at the Dennis Murphy Pavilion yeah. at listener camp.
Shallow grave.
I want you to stand very close together.
The food bills at listener camp will be much more reasonable.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What are you kidding? No food.
Exactly.
No food, no
Soylent
water.
Soylent Green as listeners.
That's what I was trying to say.
A night in the hole. A night in the box.
No, you had a right shallow grave.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You got to remember the people out west, and we need, like, chartered flights, like its own airline type thing.
Listen, you got to start slow. You got to start small. We're starting in the mines of West Virginia.
We'll franchise it. Don had mentioned the Dakotas and areas out there where I'm sure they have abandoned gold mines.
Hello, Don and Mike show. There's women. There's women in them. In them thar hills.
House camp.
What? Hello?
The first rule of spouse camp is you don't talk about
spouse camp. Hey, man, that's good. I like that. Thank you, my friend. Well, we'll come back and see if we can talk about anything else.
Besides this incredible excitement generated by spouse camp.
You would think people would be going nuts about what's his name, but they're going nuts about this.
Right.
they talk about the other guy if he spelled his name
K-L-E-M-E-N-S. Clemens with a K.
Clemens. We'll be right back.
You guys are crazy.
K-R-A-Z-Y.
This is the Don and Mike Show.